up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charge the people $1.50 just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Spots on apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Up a parking lot.
Some people serve Bowling alley burger, fries and a milkshake. Headed to the sand.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. This is Liz. And you heard Where Have All the Cowboys Gone by Paula Cole, Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell, and If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys, Love Triangle by Raylan, and last but not least, Dancing Queen by ABBA. Thank you so much for listening to my set, and Kirsten's going to get in here with some good songs.
Yes, ma'am.
Shout out to my mom and dad. I hope you're listening.
Here, turn my mic on. This is number 4, so hit the red button.
And there you go. So, Liz, you were saying that these songs that you played were things that you couldn't get out of your head.
Yeah.
So now that you've played them, are they going to be stuck in your head, or did you cleanse?
I don't know. I think I'm going to be good. I think I'm going to have to start a new playlist of the songs that I can't get out of my head for next week or something like that.
So, note to our listeners. So Liz and Kirsten, who's coming up next, they just went through the WMFO training, which is quite rigorous.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There's a written test at the end.
Oof.
And with trick questions. Yeah. So, they've been through the ringer and they passed with flying colors.
Woo-hoo.
We're really excited to have them join the cast of characters here on Something About the Women. And we were just talking about music stuff, and Liz brings us a whole new generational I don't know, she adds compliments to the more I was going to say mature, but what I really mean is elderly people to the show. The older demographic. But I like you're keeping us real and keeping us plugged
Thanks.
Into the... keeping us plugged into what the young people listen to, because,
oh, yeah.
You know, we get in our own little bubbles. So we're vamping here because Kirsten's going to come up, and we didn't give her a lot of notice that her set was going to start. But are you ready to rock and roll? All right, so here comes Kirsten's set, and of course you're listening to 91.5 WMFO, and this is Something About the Women. And Liz is going to bring the mics down, and we're going to bring the music up. Woohoo!
our love was gone. In my mind, I wondered why. Oh, yeah, mon cœur fait du mal.
Hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was waiting in fortunes and fame, everything that I dreamed for to get a start in life's game. But suddenly it happened that I lost every dime, but I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind. Money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied mind. When life has ended, my time has run out, my friends and I'll leave them no doubt. But one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
Takes me to the places you and I used to go. He tells me over and over that he loves me so. He gives me love that I never love is true. Why can't he be you? He never fails to call and tell me I'm on his mind, and I'm lucky to have such a guy. I hear it all the time, and he does all the things that you would never do. He loves me too, his love is true. Why can't he And my friends say, when he's around, I'm all he speaks of. And he does all the things that you is true. Why can't he be you?
Now you thought you had me hooked for a while. I'm gonna buy me a one-way ticket. They only cost a dime. I'll go where I can get twice the loving, baby, in half the time. No need for me to sit around and worry over you. I'm gonna tear your playhouse down. That's what I'm gonna do. You know that you kill my love, and maybe that's song. You never did agree with me in reason or in rhyme. I'll go where I can get twice the loving, baby, in half the time. You didn't think I was so smart. You said I was no good. You even tried to break my heart. You done everything you could. But someday you'll have to learn a stitch in time saves nine.
Frightening, the thunder and lightning seem to be having their way. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. The turn in the weather will keep us together, so I can honestly say that as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day, and everything's okay. Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in a storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day. See the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Sarah Bean, good on WMF.
Rise, it's like the rain from a there certainly are no tears in this room or smoke, so we are not where Irma is right now. That was Irma Thomas singing Smoky Rooms, maybe it was Smoke-Filled Room. Before that was my attempt at trying some LPs here in the station, so that was really super fun. I'm a big fan of LPs, and that was Jerry Southern, Isn't This a Lovely Day, and that was from the album Southern Breeze. Before that, Patsy Cline getting a little old school here, Why Can't He Be You, from The Greatest Hits. It's hard to imagine that any of her albums are not The Greatest Hits, but this one is titled The Greatest Hits. Before that, Gene Shepherd, Satisfied Mind, Gene Shepherd, Honky Tonk Heroine, and we started with Queen Ida and her Zydeco band, Passe La Porte in San Francisco. She is the first woman to front a Zydeco band playing her accordion. She was born in 1929. I don't know if she's still performing. I wish I did know that. But, you know, there's probably a good chance that she is, because musicians can play for many, many years. I've seen some really great musicians out there, but I will not list them right now. What I'll do is I will go into some Nancy Griffith.
Some of them were scattered, others shattered in my mind. It was always three flights of cathedral bells kept time. In the winter it chattered and cold, while the building shook like ragweed in the wind. Stories from the heat pipes we were told, now they only leave me with a half-enchanted grin. It was always three flights of cathedral bells kept time. Bicycles squeezed down alleyways into view, and towels warmed on oven doors to not freeze was the only
up next hour, being good on WMFO in Medford. If you're a free-form loving, latte-sipping, New York Times reading, Volvo-driving, godless liberal defeatocrat, you might want to thank WMFO for 40 years of corrupting your soul by sending a donation to http://support.wmfo.org or mail a check made out to the trustees of Tufts College to this address: WMFO, Attention, Satan, Post Office Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Of course, you might wind up in hell, but it's your choice. Going to heaven or supporting WMFO by going to http://support.wmfo. God is love.
don't trust. False accusations could put an end to us. Once it gets started, the rumor's gonna grow. Just like a raging fire out of our control. Yeah. I can get a witness. There ain't no doubt at all.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
So there we are, pet adoption. So we skipped a few decades there and went on to something a little more current. Started with Nancy Griffith singing Three Flights from her album Other Voices, Other Rooms. That's one of my go-to albums. I do love that one a lot. Followed by Susan Tedeschi, You Need to Be With Me from her album Just Won't Burn. Followed by Long Tall, Marcia Ball. I don't know if you've ever seen her perform. She's amazing. She's at the keyboard and she has her legs swung around to the side of the piano. I think they're just too long to be under the piano. And she's swinging her leg and playing the piano and she's just having a lot of fun on stage. So anytime she's around, I try and go see her. So she was singing about being a fly on the wall from her album Presumed Innocent. And that last song was from Crooked Still as a group, singing Lone Pilgrim, and the album is Shaken by a Low Sound. So I am going to end my set and the show with Alison Krauss. So we'll go ahead and end there. Thank you, Sue, for all of your help. I wonder what...
I'm on mic four.
You're on mic four.
Just put the red button on.
And we'll get Sue on here.
Hey, so you've been listening to Kirsten. I don't know if you said who it was, but that was Kirsten that you heard all that great music from. You're doing great. I'm loving having new people here. It makes me happy.
Well, this was really a lot of fun. Sue had announced back in the spring that Something About the Women would take on some part-time DJs and train us. So they've done a fabulous job on training us. Thank you. I feel much more comfortable at the board now. And Liz and I are going to be starting out Partners in Crime.
That's right.
I look forward to Liz's edition of current music. My nephew's also trying to get me up to speed, so maybe I'll get into this century.
So before we sign off, just want to remind you, you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, and this is Something About the Women. We're here every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Next week, I think it's going to be tag team me and Liz, and Kirsten, you're invited too. We can do three-way tag team again. We'll just have a good old time. I'll be kind of sleepy because I'll have worked the overnight once again for my day job that happens at night. It's all good. We'll have a rousing good time here on Something About the Women.
We're going to have to define day job somewhere along the way.
Right.
Okay, so here's some Alison Krauss.
Underneath the harvest moon.